Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Luke chapter 24, verses 41 to 43. And while they still did not believe it because of their joy and amazement, Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. I believe in the resurrection of my senses. Wait, what? Coming through this Easter season, you and I rejoice to stand as we do every Sunday and confess, "I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting," and for good reason. Here's what Easter is all about. In John, Jesus made this remarkable announcement. He told the disciples, "My Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." I suspect that hearing these words made the disciples very happy, just as they make you and me happy to hear them again today. But it's clear that the weight of these words didn't fully sink in until after our risen Savior appeared before them alive at Easter. Consider what it meant for the disciples to come face to face with Jesus this day. Luke tells us they were startled and frightened. It seemed impossible. As ridiculous as it sounds, the only conclusion they could come up with was that they were seeing a ghost. That's because the idea of seeing someone come back from the dead seemed even more implausible. So listen to how our patient and loving Savior assured them it was true. And he began by encouraging them to use their senses. As they were talking about everything that had taken place, Jesus appeared and joined the conversation. They could hear his familiar voice. Luke tells us, while they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." He then invited them to use their eyes, to see the wounds he had sustained on the cross where he gave his life to secure our salvation. He told them, "Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself." But he didn't leave it there. He went on to say, "Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And they did. And yet he wasn't finished. Luke tells us, while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" The aroma of their dinner still filled the room, and they could probably still taste it on their lips. So in response to our Savior's request, we hear, they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Now, having experienced this feast of the senses, seeing, hearing, touching, and tasting, even smelling, Jesus repeated the words he had already shared with them so often before all this took place. This is what is written: "The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day." Now consider what our risen Savior's promise means for you. Jesus' resurrection is the guarantee and assurance of our own. Now, having conquered death, he assures you in John, "Because I live, you also will live, and will experience it with all our senses." At the resurrection, you too will hear your Savior's voice. In John, Jesus promised, "All who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out." You will see the smiling face of your Savior who has taken your sins away and restored you to the Father. You will see the scars by which he earned your salvation. And imagine all the hugs that day and all of the laughter and joy. And you will relish every mouthful of the heavenly banquet prepared for you. But this good news is yours right now. As Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians, "For we are to God the aroma of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing." Yep, it's no small thing to be able to confess, "I believe in the resurrection of the body." No wonder John tells us, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life, a real resurrection from our real, risen, and living Savior. It will truly be a resurrection of our senses." Let us pray. Dear Jesus, I look forward to seeing you and rejoice that you look upon me even now as your redeemed child. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.